right, and welcome to another episode of Sports Biz, an insight into the business world of pro sport. You're with your host, Zila, aka Chess Tambekela. And episode 128, man. Excited for this one. Really excited for it. We're actually going to have a guest on who's coming on later. And we're just going to talk about, you know, their journey within the world of, within the sporting world and media, basically. So, yeah, make sure you guys stay tuned and do not go anywhere for, you know, before that. It's been a while since I've had a guest on. You know, I've been riding solo, I think for about 10 episodes now. I wrote about solo, which has also been fun, because it's meant that I've had to really be creative in terms of my content creation. But as I always tell you guys, man, it's always good to have, you know, someone to bounce ideas off and just someone to have a discussion with, you know, with regards to the world of professional sports and everything. So make sure you guys stay tuned. Do not go anywhere. And I'll see you guys after the break. All right. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you think you might be feeling depressed, stressed, anxious, or overwhelmed, BetterHelp is here to help. I know, you know, from my personal experience, man, when I was an athlete, when I was a player, you know, there'd be times I would go through, you know, feelings of like stress and anxiety, you know, stress to perform, you know, stress to play well, to make sure you play for that next contract. And, you know, I really wish that I had had, you know, certain like avenues to really vent and get out these frustrations and just have an objective party to talk to, right? BetterHelp, man, it's a platform that offers licensed therapists who are trained to listen and help you through, you know, your tough time or whatever you're going through. Now, you're able to talk to your therapist in private, an online environment at your convenience. So it's literally therapy wherever you may be, you know. There's a broad range of expertise in BetterHelp's 20,000 plus therapists network that gives you access to help that may not be available in your area. You just fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs, and then you get matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Imagine that, under 48 hours. Then you schedule secure video and phone sessions, and then plus you can exchange unlimited messages with your therapist, and everything you share is 100% and completely confidential. Right? What I've found helpful, man, with using a platform like BetterHelp, again, you know, is just their response time. That if you're going through something, you're able to talk with your therapist and share it right there and then, you know. My therapist, Mark, is so efficient, and I'm really happy that I'm working with him. All right, and then you can actually also request a new therapist at no additional charge anytime if the current therapist that you matched with doesn't work out for you. All right, so you don't need to stress and feel like you're trapped with one therapist. You can actually request to change. So join the 2 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with an experienced BetterHelp therapist. Special offer to Sports Biz from an Agent's Perspective podcast listeners. So you get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/KZMbekela. All right. That's better, HELP.com/KZMBEKELA Mbekela. Thanks again to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. All right, and welcome back after that break. Before we get started with you know, our conversation with our incoming guest. I just want to send out a big shout out to our other sponsors, you know, of the show, the guys who help us keep the lights on, you know, with regards to the show. So shout out to, you know, Nike Australia, Nike company. Thank you guys for rocking with us. And if you want to check out their online store, I will make sure to put it on the description of the podcast so you can access the Nike online store and look at their fresh new gear. I mean, we're into new seasons now. We're about to enter the winter season. And I guess if you're in the Southern Hemisphere, we're about to enter the summer season. So check out Nike's stuff, man, for their summer and their winter season wear. Make sure to check that out. And obviously, by using our affiliate link, you can qualify for certain discounts, all right? But T's and C's do apply. And then thank you to MyProtein. Thank you to them, you know, for providing us with the supplementation that we need to stay healthy while we work out. And if you want to check out these guys' online store as well, I will make sure to put the affiliate link on the description of a podcast and you can access the online store from there. Again, by using that affiliate link, you can qualify for certain discounts. And again, T's and C's do apply. And then the last sponsor that we want to shout out is 365 Games. All right. We thank them for the gaming entertainment, the video game entertainment that they provide. You know, the consoles, the new games, information on new games available, and so forth. So to check them out, I'll also make sure to drop their link on the description of the podcast so you can access their online store and check out what they have. If you like what you see, you can definitely cop yourself a purchase. All right. So thank you to those sponsors. All right. So let's get on with the show.
Hi, Teboho.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, indeed.
I'm all good. Thanks, man. Yes, I'm glad you were finally able to connect.
Yeah, I used a different browser.
Oh, okay. All right. Are you using PC or mobile?
I'm using my mobile phone.
Okay, yeah. It actually works better when you use your mobile phone, to be honest. So it's all good. As I said, I'm going to try not to keep you for too long. I think, like I said, you know, for this type of discussion, around 20, 30 minutes, you know, if at most 35 minutes tops, but, you know, I'll try not take up too much of your Saturday. Why aren't you covering any games today, by the way? Are you just resting?
I think it's the international break, and we're finally out playing in Durban, so I couldn't travel because I had exams yesterday. So, it's just a resting day. I'll watch from home.
Okay. All right. Are you studying at UNISA?
Yes, I am. Studying at UNISA.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Look, I know that hustle because I also actually studied my undergrad at UNISA as well. So I know it.
You definitely know it to the strengths.
Yeah, it is. How many subjects are you taking? How many subjects do you do per semester?
This is my final semester, so I have like 5.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
good luck, man. Good luck.
Anyway, Thank you.
Yeah. Are you from Gauteng, Free State, or, well, not Boputatswan anymore, Northwest? because the name Teboho is, I mean, it's obviously a Sotho-Tswana name, so I just want to make sure. Like, where are you from?
It's a fading name. If it has a G, it's from Limpopo.
Oh.
And then if it's H, then it is Setswana or Sesotho.
I see.
Yes, so I'm from Limpopo.
Okay. Polokwane or?
No, not Polokwane. Polokwane is the city. So I'm from a village called Mafefe. Just probably approximately 2 hours outside of Polokwane. Yeah.
Okay. All right. No, that's good. Awesome. Okay. So Just starting off, could you just please tell the listeners just a little bit about yourself? Self-introduction. Don't give them too much, just one, just a little bit. The floor is yours.
All right, thank you. My name is Tebogo Precious Mutebejane. I was born right here in Johannesburg, actually. 25 years of age. I'm a sports journalist. I write, I analyze, I coordinate, and I'm also a final year.
Okay, all right. Yeah, that's a very, very good brief introduction, Tebogo. I can tell you're a pro at this media thing.
Sorry.
All right. Okay. Let's move on. Next point. Just a little bit about your childhood. I mean, obviously, being in the sporting industry now, I'm sure you've got a long history with sports. So could you tell me, where does your history begin, you know, with sports as a child?
All right. As I said, I was born in Johannesburg. So I grew up here and did my college, did my preschool, did a bit of my primary school from grade 1 until grade 3. Okay. And that's until I relocated to Limpopo and went to live with my grandmother until I matriculated in 2016. So from growing up this side in Gauteng, I come from a family with a lot of uncles, you know.
Okay.
So
okay.
they would like normally gather at one place during a weekend where there's like a big fixture. So it's Odadi or Morocco Salos was still like very big by that time.
Yeah,
and they would gather all together, watch football. And I remember my cousin and I would literally sit right in front of them and watch football, even though we didn't really understand what was going on. But because of the passion, because of the passion from our uncles, they would commentate the whole game, you know, no pass, I'm like, no, you should have done that, you know, as if the people, the players and the TV can actually hear them. But we kind of like started picking up that, okay, there's a penalty. There's something called a free kick, even though we didn't quite understand how that came on about. But moving to Limpopo, I think that's actually where I got to understand football and love it more, because you know, it was a routine. You go to school Monday to Friday, and Saturday there's a league game, two or three in just one day, and you know, we would leave home and be like, we are meeting, as in we're going to watch a game of football.
Yeah.
And yeah, we could like sit with the guys and ask what's happening, you know, how are things going on? And so, I think I started football and I've never looked back since.
Okay. So, I mean, you know, South Africa had a killer, you know, women's team this year. So, at a young age, were you never tempted, you know, instead of just always watching and understanding, did you never get tempted to maybe get involved, you know, get in the field of play?
I did. Okay. It's a point. We started by playing street football with the local guys. So it's where the goalpost were two big stones.
That's how it starts.
Exactly. So we would play with the local guys. I mean, growing up, I played all the girly games you can think of, Diketo, you know, everything. But when we saw the guys play football, we would ask to feature, you know, like, okay, why not play two teams, boys side, girls side? And we would play, like, you know, play, score, celebrate, and do everything until they asked us to take it into the field straight. And we were like, okay, no, let's go. But that's where I realized that, you know, this sport is really not easy.
It's tiring.
It's tiring. Like, even though they would say each half would consist of 20 minutes. To us, it felt like 100, because what do you mean? It's such a big field, you know.
That's the
You
thing.
expected to cover this, you know, do that. But I did play it, but I wouldn't say fully so. It was just that thing of testing out the curiosity that, okay, when these guys play, what exactly do they feel? And yeah, we found out that it's really not easy. They go through a lot. They need to keep fit, disciplined, and all of that.
No, that's true. And then what about like other sports, netball, tennis, athletics? Did you ever dabble in those things as well, or were you just fully immersed in football? Like, were you just into football?
Well, you know, growing up in a village, we were exposed to football and netball, and also a bit of athletics, because by that time athletics was a big thing when coming to school sport. So at some point I did participate in athletics. Yeah, we did a few running here and there, and I realized that this sport is not for me. Then, we moved to netball. I started playing netball in primary. I was very good at netball. I was the goal shooter. And then, and I continued playing netball in high school as well. But I didn't really take it serious to a point where I want to go professional with it. It was just a kind of a hobby. Yeah, just an interest, something like that. So I played netball, did a bit of athletics, and those are the only sporting codes that you can find in my village.
No, that's understandable. And I mean, I'm sure, especially with the athletics by that time, you guys, again, Limpopo were very inspired, because again, Caster Semenya came from there, and I remember seeing Caster for the first time in 2009 when I was at Tux, yeah, no, she, yeah, she, yeah, she was amazing, so knowing that
She
she came from,
was.
yeah, from Limpopo, I'm sure a lot of you guys who did athletics, were very inspired by her,
We definitely knew of her. She's from Maletu, one of the villages in Limpopo. So we know that motivation and experience, I mean, inspiration, sorry, that Costa, she's a home coach just like you, comes from Limpopo, and look at what she's doing now. She really, really, really was one of the people that we looked up to, that, you know what, we would like to be like her.
No, that's fair. Okay, and then now moving on to the next topic. So now, who would you say was your biggest influence, let's say, within the sporting world? Like, which sporting icon just made you want to get involved in the world of sports, basically?
You've probably heard this before, but sportscasters like Carol Chabalala, sportscasters like Lebo Motsoaledi, Mpho Makoi, we were exposed to, especially Carol Chabalala. Growing up, we were exposed to her a lot. You know, she would be there presenting games. You know, every game day it's her, and we
Let
had
me just
no choice but to.
Debucho, let me just interrupt you. So
Sorry.
you forgot the Don, Cynthia Chaka. How could you leave out Cynthia Chaka? She was before Carol, actually. She was before Carol. She's like the Don,
She was before Carol, but I guess, you know, so no, because who's this lady? How did she arrive here? You know, she was doing a good thing, like, you know, it's different. So she always sparked that curiosity in me. And all of the time when we would sit with my family, we would be like, if you take this thing serious, you could end up like her. But by that time, I didn't really know that there were a lot of categories in sports. You could be a sportscaster, you could be a writer, you could be that. But Carol Chabalala, she was the one person that sparked more of my interest into sports.
Okay. And then obviously now you know that difficult time when you get to around, you know, grade 11 matric, you gotta start making that decision that okay, what am I gonna do after matric, you know? So for you know, and choosing, you know, the path in sport is never an easy one because not a lot of people know about it, you know. We see the people on TV, the media people and everything, but no one really has the blueprint on how do you get there, you know. So my question to you now is, you know, what gave you the courage, you know, to make the like make the decision that okay, you know what, after matric, I'm gunning for this. You know, like what, like who encouraged you, especially from home, to take that chance? Because you know, following a sports career when I, it's really not easy, because a lot of the times, it's from your perspective, sorry. It's literally you are walking by faith because, hey, most people are like, what are you doing? You know? So who really encouraged you to really go for it after matric, making that decision that this is what you want to follow?
That's where actually my story starts getting interesting.
Okay. Do tell.
Nobody in matric or in grade 11 knew exactly that I wanted to pursue a sports career. They
Okay.
always knew that I wanted to be a teacher. That's what I would always say.
Okay.
Oh, what do you want to do? Went to UFETA matric and I'll be like, I just want to study and become a teacher.
Okay.
But a part of me knew that I also want to go. But I did tell my mother, look, I want to do both education and sports. But what I will do
Okay.
is once I finish matric, I will go study education. And once I get enrolled for education, I will pull sports on the side. That's what we agreed
Okay.
on. And she was like, okay, no problem. So after matric, it was a bit difficult for me to find an institution. I sat home for a whole 2 years, 2017, 2018. So it was a bit, difficult, and started doing my first year in 2019. That's where I got involved with UNISA, and they took me for education. I didn't complain because that's what I wanted. And until I went on Facebook and met a lady by Naledi Aphane.
Okay.
So she's into football. She's when I talk to you now, she's in India covering the Cricket World Cup.
Okay.
So we met on Facebook, and she was also one person who was looking to get into the industry but didn't know how,
Okay.
So we connected and we would comment until we started linking up, to say, hey girl, let's go out, let's see what we can do in terms of getting into the industry. So I can tell you now, she's one person who really took me by the hand and said, you know what, let's go knocking on the doors. We will definitely get there. Yeah, so she is the person.
Okay. All right.
She's the
You know,
person.
okay. Wow. That is a very inspiring story. Like, so when you met her on Facebook, like, did you invite her or did she invite you?
I don't really remember who invited who, because it was that thing that we would always post about football, about sports, and we would, engage in each other's comment section until we
Okay.
realized that we actually love the same thing and we want to do the same thing. So why
Yes.
not meet up and come up with a strategy on how are we going to get ourselves into the industry?
Okay. No, that's awesome. And then is this around the time that you also started blogging, or had you not started blogging yet? Lockdown. Okay.
Yes, I
No,
started
that's
blogging
a really
during lockdown.
inspirational story, man. Yeah. Okay. All right. And then now let's talk, you know, about your journey as a sports analyst. Like, how has it been going so far? Like for you, what have been the highs of the highs and what have been the lows of the lows? Let's start with the highs. What have been the highs?
In terms of being a sports analyst, it is also one, let me say, career pathway by, it's different for, different people. My highs were definitely when I got my PSL accreditation, my first PSL accreditation.
Okay.
And when I started attending games, putting myself out there, and then I had like radio stations reach out to say, hi, Teboho, we went through your profile and we see you're a sports analyst. Can we feature you on our sports show? On certain days, let's talk about this game. Let's preview this, coming game. So yeah, it was a point whereby, in terms of analyzing, I started receiving a lot of features, So I knew that every Thursday I need to do analyzing feature with Hope Alive, radio station, So I started having a schedule to say, this is my analyzing schedule. This is who I have to talk about, and stuff like that. And then, yeah, that's how the highs are definitely that.
They're worth it, man. The highs are definitely worth it.
Worth it,
Yeah, okay.
definitely.
All right. And then you know what? I don't like actually using the word lows because it's got such a negative connotation to it.
Yeah.
Let's say the challenges. What do you feel are the challenges into being a sports analyst?
The challenges is that for someone like me who's still trying to find their feet in terms of analyzing, you would only feature on, let's say, community radio stations, radio stations that are just, upcoming. And so it's difficult to find yourself breaking into mainstream, whereby now, radio metro, difficult to break into mainstream, or even find yourself, so as a certain player, and all those sorts of analyses. So I'd
I mean, look, but I mean, with regards to mainstream media, like, I wouldn't really stress about it too much if I were you. I mean, look, mainstream media obviously will always have, the power that it does, but I mean, nowadays, with
yes.
the internet, man, the internet has been the ultimate equalizer, where honestly, you're not getting those opportunities in mainstream. You could just build a following of your own by just using the internet, by
Yes,
just
your own brand
creating your
too.
own media space. Yeah, 'cause that's pretty much what me and you are doing right now, pretty much. So that's my just advice to you is that if they're not letting you in certain spaces, just create your own lane and just run with it,
Yeah, that's what I'm working on. That's what I'm working on.
Okay, now that's very good. It's good. Okay, and then I mean obviously you're getting to rub shoulders with people in high places, the who's in the professional football sphere within within South Africa. Like for you, who would you say has been like the best how can I say? I don't want to say like the best well-known, person within the professional football realm. Whether it's a coach, whether it's a player, whether it's an executive, maybe someone who's been very receptive to you when, when you're networking with them. Who would you say?
Oh, it's a lot, hey.
A lot. Okay, but that, okay,
It's
then that's good. That's good. That's good.
I would say from player level, you have a lot of players. Obviously, when you are a writer and you do a lot of feature writing, so you reach out to players and say, I'd like to feature you on my blog. By that time, I was still starting with my blog, and but I remember approaching Tiani Mabasa, who's one of the well-known journalists in the country, and he had just started Far Post.
Oh,
He's
yes,
previous
I know the Fun
company.
magazine.
Yes, he just started his previous company, and I reached out to him, and I was like, hi, introduced myself. I have a blog and would like to feature you. And he was open. He was really open. He invited me to the offices and sat and went
Okay.
there and interviewed him. My first interview ever. I interviewed him and wrote this, showed me a few pointers, what to create, what to do when you write. And one of the people who I'd always be grateful, to for allowing me to actually interview them, get to have a conversation with them, even though I was still getting started, So
Okay.
I've also got the chance to rub shoulders with people like Robin Marawa. You can understand, the kind of powerhouse he is, in the sports broadcasting. He is people like Robert Marawa, and obviously with coaches, you get to interview a few coaches, So I've been to SuperSport United, Kevin Hunt, especially during media open days. Afazwana by the time with Kaizer Chiefs, Brendan Tutor by the time at Sekhukhune United. I could name them, even the players. I would not
Okay, no,
finish, but
that's good.
that's a
That's
lot
good.
of them.
That's good. No, it's good to see that, you've gotten a good reception just from the ecosystem, the football ecosystem. That's really
True.
positive.
Yeah.
Really
It's
positive.
been great. It's really been great.
Okay. All right. Now we're going to move on to the next point, which is talking about your freelance sports writer or sports writing sort of journey. So with that one, obviously, you do blogging. Do you write for any of the major, like magazines or newspapers and so forth?
Currently, I am writing for a publication called Empowered SA Magazine. They're still
Okay.
new into the publication space.
Okay.
And I also just joined a publication called Guardian Report.
Okay.
And then we have a local newspaper back home in Limpopo called Lebele Review that I
Okay.
do also write for. We cover local people, local stories, and everything local. And
Okay.
then previously worked for a publication called Grid Sports. They were the first publication to offer me an internship.
Oh, nice.
And that's where I actually got into the space, got my first accreditation, and started, attended my first ever sporting awards,
Okay. All right. I have a question though, Tebogo. Why not study media studies at UNISA? Why didn't you just do communications and media studies? Why specifically education? Like, do you have a passion for teaching, or are you doing it as like a fallback plan?
Yeah, the passion for it has always been there. Has always been there. The plan was to study education first, and once I'm done with education, I'm definitely going for media studies. That's what I'm gonna do. And I also pretty much saw that it's possible to merge both education and sports. You find sports in education. You find sports in schools, So that's the plan, to do sports and education. So if I happen to go teach once I'm done with my degree, I'll still get involved in the sports side of the school. So it's two in one thing. It's two in one thing.
No, that's understandable. And I mean, if you got it planned out like that, and I mean, things always work themselves out, they always things always work themselves out to the point where, just everything works out well, in terms of how you've mapped it out. You know
Yes,
your journey better than anyone, is what I'm trying to say.
true, true.
Okay, and then just one more thing just about being a freelance sports writer. Now, I mean, some of the players and some of the coaches, some of the executives, you meet them on a personal level. How difficult is it for you to stay objective? How
To stay
difficult?
objective.
Because you sometimes have to criticize the players, or the executives or the coaches. So how hard is it for you?
Let me just say, I've never reached a point whereby I've got to have a one-on-one with a player or with a coach. So, but one thing I've learned, especially when you do media open days or any event, it's really important to know exactly to keep up with current affairs and to structure your questions in a way whereby you know you'll be able, it's constructive. You'll be able to get more information out of the player or out of the coach without making them feel like you are undermining them or you are disrespecting them, you know? So it's just important to, yeah, it's just important to do that. And it's normally easy because the coaches and players are aware during the time that this is what's happening. So they obviously expect journalists to ask them such questions. So yours to do is just to make sure that you ask them in a way that it's respectful but yet constructive to a certain point whereby you will get what.
Okay, no, that's awesome. That's awesome. And then what about other sports? Because I saw a picture of you on, I think it was LinkedIn, where you were posing with the Springboks. Are you covering rugby as well? Like, are you broadening your horizons into looking into other sports like rugby, cricket, and so forth?
Yes, I definitely am. I did cover the Rugby World Cup, like as in terms of writing. I was writing the story, sorry. And then I did cover the trophy tour live. One of my highlights of 2023 was really one of my best days. And before as well, I did cover basketball. I love basketball.
Yeah,
I did
basketball.
cover basketball. Cape Town Tigers were playing, and we got to speak with Zaire Wade as well. One of my highlights in basketball, covering basketball. So I do basketball, football, netball, and then I've added rugby, cricket, and a bit of Formula One, motorsport, yes.
Okay, all right, okay. Now that's awesome, man. Awesome. Okay, just a surprise sports quiz game. All right. I wanna check how good your memory is. I wanna check how good your memory is. Okay. So, I mean, you started watching football at a very early age. Do you remember watching the 2002 World Cup?
2000.
2002 Korea Japan Soccer World Cup, Football World Cup.
No,
You didn't
I
watch
don't
it? Oh
remember
my
watching
God.
it.
Okay, no,
I
then.
started watching a World Cup properly in 2010.
Okay, that's actually the best World Cup. Even better. Even better.
That's
Okay.
the one.
Okay. All right. So just scenario wise, then. Breakaway, who would you rather have up front finish for a goal for Bafana? Katlego Mpela or Benny McCarthy? Now, mind you, Katlego Mpela or Benny McCarthy? Now, mind you, Benny McCarthy in his prime, like Benny McCarthy at his peak, who would you rather have finish?
Katlego Mpela, Bernie McCarthy. I'd have Bernie McCarthy.
Benny McCarthy.
Definitely, definitely Bernie McCarthy.
Katlego's a killer. Are you
I
sure?
know, trust me, I do know he is a killer, but I'll go for Benny.
Okay.
They're both lethal in their own ways, you know, during their prime.
No, I agree. I agree. All right. And then obviously on defense, now the other team's broken. Who would you rather have on the defense, on the defensive end? Options, you've got Bongani Khumalo. You've got, who are the other defenders? Was Bongani. Can you remember the defenders?
It was, I do remember Bongani Khumalo. I remember Was it who's this guy? Aaron, is it Aaron or
Sboniso, what position did he play? What was he on? Wasn't he on the
Osboniso?
what? Yeah, Sboniso Gaxa, yeah. Wasn't he on the defensive?
Between defense and midfield, don't quite remember.
Between those, yeah.
Yeah,
Who would you rather have?
between the two.
Yeah, so who would you rather be covering, Bongani or Sboniso?
During the time, I would rather have Bongani.
Bongani, yeah, I agree.
Bongani Kumalo.
I agree.
I would pick him. He was yeah, he was also good in like during that time, contributed a lot to that Bafana team. Yeah. Even in club football wise, he was also doing well.
Yeah. All right. And then last one to end the quiz conversation. Who do you prefer? Leo Messi or Cristiano Ronaldo?
I was expecting this one. Okay, I prefer Lionel Messi.
Yep.
That's my goal.
Good
That's
choice.
my
Good
goal.
choice. Good choice. Good
Yeah,
choice. Good choice. Now, look, well,
Lionel Messi.
the Messi effect is real when at Tebogo. I've like
It
just
is.
seeing what he's done since entering the MLS and how he's just lifted everything within American soccer. That yeah, no, look, that just lets you know.
Every trophy in European football, he has it.
No, he
He
has
has
it.
it. Yeah, definitely Lionel Messi. Loved him the first time I saw him play. It wasn't really about the accolade, but about the kind of player that he is. You would ask
Exactly.
yourself, how does he do this? You know.
Exactly. All right, and then yeah, last point, man. We've covered pretty much almost everything. Is there anything you'd like to promote? Maybe the website that you'd like, your personal blog, and anything else you want to promote on the podcast?
Yes, I've definitely
Okay.
started, learning how to write and all of that. It's Precious Sports Expressions. That's right. We also have a Facebook page, Precious Sports Expression. You can find us there. And then we
Okay.
also have a blog, which I have two writers already who also
Okay.
contribute to the blog. I have plans of turning it into a publication one day.
Okay.
And on my social media accounts, I am Tebogo Precious Mutebejane on Facebook, at underscore Tebogo Mutebejane on Instagram, at underscore Tebogo Mutebejane on Twitter, and Tebogo Mutebejane on LinkedIn. Yeah, that's where they can find me.
Okay, all right. Thank you for sharing your links, Tebogo. I'm sure a lot of people will be keen to learn about your thoughts with regards to football and any other sporting code that you write about. Because you seem, yeah, one can tell that you've been, even though, I mean, you started working in the industry recently, but you've got a very big history, within the world of sports. So, yeah, man, good luck to
I
you.
do. I have managed to build something for myself.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for it. So I really appreciate the recognition and inviting me to your podcast. It's my first time actually, featuring on a podcast.
Really?
So thank you. Yes, it's my
You're
first
natural.
time.
You're natural. Don't worry. You're natural.
Yeah, thank you. I was a bit worried, but I was like, no, what? Let me just take this.
Yeah, no, look, the good thing about podcasts, and I think that's this is why this is the space that I was able to just fall into comfortably, in addition to the work that I do within the sporting industry, is that it's literally it's all about authenticity. Even when I invite people on, I never say, can I do an interview? I always say, can you come have a conversation with me? Because I always, want to make the guests feel comfortable that it's not a corporate, meeting. We're not having a corporate meeting here. We're literally having a conversation, sharing ideas, sharing thoughts, you know, and just our perspectives on different topics and what. And that's pretty much what it is. And that's why podcasting just, I don't know, it feels very natural to me, honestly.
It does. It's like we're just having a conversation.
Exactly.
You're sharing ideas. True.
Exactly. All right, Tebogo, as promised, man, 40 minutes, right on the dot, we were able to make it. I really thank you for your time. And yeah, let's definitely keep in touch. I mean, we're in the sporting field, sporting sphere, so I'm sure at some point we'll run into each other.
Yes.
You know, who knows? Meba might be representing a player. You might
definitely
be exercising heavy. You know, you never know.
Definitely. Thank you very much for the invite once again. Truly
right.
Appreciate it, and definitely we will bump into each other. We will.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Good luck with your exams, eh?
Thank you very much. Writing my last exam next week, so
okay,
it will be all done.
Okay. All right. Cheers. Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye.
All right, and that was Tebogo Motebejane, sports analyst and sports writer. I hope you guys enjoyed that episode, man. And yeah, thank you guys for tuning in. But just before we go, I'd just like to just thank everybody who's been supporting the podcast. And just to let you know that you can keep supporting the podcast by copying our merch. All right, we've got some amazing Japanese kanji written style inspired, you know, merchandise that we launched earlier last month. And we've gotten some very amazing feedback about it, you know, about its unique style and about the fact that it actually, you know, displays a bit of, you know, Japanese culture. So you can make sure you check that out. And obviously we've got, you know, various other merch designs that we've put out as well, so make sure you check it out. And if you like what you see, you know, support the podcast by getting yourself some merch, all right? And then obviously last month as well, we also launched our new sneaker line, VL Sir. Make sure to check that out. I'll make sure to drop the link on the podcast description, all right? So those are the two ways that you can actually support the podcast is by either copying our merchandise, or you can get yourself, you know, a VL Sir sneaker, which is new on the market. All right. So to access our merchandise store, you can just go to www.sportsbizpodcastmerch.com. All right. And then the link for our sneaker line VL Sir, I'll make sure to drop it on the description of the podcast. Both links will be available there. So those are the two ways that you can support the podcast. All right. Anyway, guys, let me get out of here. Like I said, I hope you guys enjoyed that episode. I enjoyed having a great chat with Tebogo. And we wish her well, man, on her journey. All right. Okay, take care of yourselves. And I'll see you guys on the next episode. In Japanese, we say otsukare sama desu, which means see you next time. Cheers. And remember, our sporting slogan, man, for this podcast: we don't only talk sports, we lived it. We effing lived it. We fucking lived it.